Thank you, Jesus, because we know we will hearken to your voice. We receive your help again as we listen to you. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's start fasting. You're welcome. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. One of our pastor friend is here, Pastor William Abi. William, you are welcome, sir. Thank you for coming. And welcome every one of us. Let's open to Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. You know, this is a training program, hour of process for progress. Whatever you process in life will come out as a product. God needs to process our life for the progress He ordained for our life. But this part is for promotion need a comment from the east. From the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He put down one and set up another. Tonight I will be dealing with the matter, the key to effectiveness and promotion. Key to effectiveness and promotion. Everyone on earth you see today want to be promoted. Yes. And daily we walk towards our promotion in one way or the other. So we spend all nights to pray for promotion. The key is this. Promotion did not come from the east. It did not come from the west. Neither did it come from the south. But God is the judge. He put up some. Bring some down. Now, does it mean that God hates those who? No. Promotion that we talk about is a kind of influence that you make among men. How effective you are in adding values to other people's life positively. Now, when you see people that God has used your life to affect, that is where your honor is. Now, but this scripture said this, for promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He put down one and set up another. Very clear. Now, when he was charging us, he told us something about learning. Now, no one will be able to add value to others, the value he has not added to himself. There is no magic about that. And I came to realize that there is no luck in life. And this person is lucky. No. No. If they bring some persons into an organization which is general in an abnormal society, where there's no check and balance, just you are there, you receive salary, whether the organization grow or not, they don't care. But in a private sector where they are serious with their life, you can't just connect anybody there that is not effective. They will show the person way out. That's the truth. But in an abnormal society, what they call the general way is our own. Whether it's good or not, it don't bother. No. That era will trust God, even in our society, it will stop. That's just the truth. But now, let me take you a little further. This scripture said, we are going to study about Daniel tonight. What made Daniel to reign with four kings effectively? We need to study that. In Proverbs chapter 27, chapter 17, verse 27, sorry. He say, he that have knowledge feareth his way. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. He that have knowledge feareth his way. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. You know, we are dealing with the key to effectiveness and promotion. Now, you don't need to tell someone, please promote this person. If the person is effective, honestly speaking, it will just... In some organizations today, or in some church settings today, you see, there are some pastors that... Maybe the leader of that organization will love him more. Because he's looking at what this person is doing. And the way you obey him, the way you do things, you know. So, but I'm fasting and praying, but this, I'm not getting some favor like that. Check out something. Something is missing. If what you are expecting is not coming to you, then check your life. Something is missing. If we look out to what is missing and fit it back, honestly, things will work well. And I pray for everyone, things will work well for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with this, I would like us to study this. But we'll say, he that had knowledge, peered his way. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Simple. Now, excellent spirit is what actually qualify anyone to be effective and to be promoted, to get any promotion. If the excellent spirit is missing, get it at all costs. It will help you. Now, in the case of Daniel, we are going to still study that as well. In Daniel chapter 6, I think verse 3, Daniel was preferred above others. That is, Daniel experienced promotion above others. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. That is promotion. Before then, they must have seen his effectiveness. If they give this person something to do, are you going to be happy with the result or you are going to regret? Now, listen to me. Human beings check that. May I tell you one thing again? God, too, is checking it. Jesus said, he that is faithful in little. More will be added to him. As if we take it to heart, that excellent spirit is actually the key to effectiveness and promotion. Now, don't be confused about the word excellent spirit. It's simply talking about a good attitude. Positive attitude. Very good one. God is always checking your faithfulness in whatever you do. Not the volume. Stay here today. And wait until I give you the next instruction. You never wait. You force yourself to do another thing. like himself. That will not be your portion. That is why whatever you see yourself forcing yourself to do, that is not God's will for your life. Whatever you are not finding interesting in doing, that is not God's will for your life. Whatever is God's will for your life, you won't force yourself to do it. You will always be happy to do it. Anything you find it difficult to do, you force yourself to do it. It is not God's will for your life. King Saul said, but I force myself. Did God tell him to force himself? And that made him to that cost him his throne. Serious, let's be serious. Let me tell you. God who created everyone has a special plan for individual. The plan of God for your life and on your colleague's life may be similar, but they are not the same. There must be a difference. Yes, sir. Whatever you are forcing yourself to do, that is not your line. That is the truth. No, we keep sharing the truth. Believing God that the truth is capable of rewriting our story, of changing our destiny, of programming on and positioning us to the direction which God has prepared for our lives. Now, in 1 Samuel, chapter 13, let's read verse 12. Glory to God. Therefore said I, the Philistine will come down now upon me to Giga. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I force myself, therefore, and offer a burnt offering. And that was not his assignment. Please, let's take it from verse 10. Because there was an instruction. Samuel said, wait till I come. You know, I was in that place today where the drama took place. I was there. I was just watching them as they were talking. I was sitting down my own. We were discussing. This is very... The truth is this. May God help you never to go into hiding whenever you see your mate. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not a good story for someone to see his name and try to, what are you doing now? Where are you now? No. It's not a good thing. We may say, well, I wish you had any. A great man of God said something. His roommate, when they were in the university, the day he shared that story with us, everyone shed tears and prayed earnestly. Whenever he's praying in the room, he will be praying quietly. The friend will just come and kick him like this. What is wrong with you? Go and read your book. He continued his praying. Years later, the man is already out. They have started inviting him from one place to another. And that fateful day, they invited him to the city where his roommate this. And he was preaching. He finished his preaching. He fired the man. And after the meeting, he wanted to see him. They said, no, protocol says you can't see him. He said, no, please allow him. They are now talking. See, his friend broke into tears. That his life is already ruined. Can I make it again? You see, that day, we all in that meeting, we cry and pray. Say, no, it must not be my portion. You see, when others are whiling away your time, keep learning. But I will advise you to learn something based on the direction that God is leading you. Don't try to go and be learning where God is not leading you to. I'm sharing this one. It's a very powerful issue. At the end of it, when they finish discussion, he has married to about 4 wives, and none of them will stay with him. Is that a good life? He wants to see his name, so you can't see him. But every day, the man keeps doing something. You may say, but it doesn't matter, I want to make heaven. It is better for you to make heaven, it's good. But it will be a bad thing for you to be conscious of making heaven and become useless here. The reason why God didn't take you to heaven when you were born again is because there's something you must do here. Is that true? Don't be heavenly conscious and be heavenly useless. You are here and meet people so that you can affect their life positively. And if you think that time is going, you can't get up. It's not yet over. Provided you are still alive. You can still use your last breath to affect life. Now, where are we read? Let's read from verse 10. King Saul was instructed by Samuel to wait. This man never wait. Let everybody abide in his calling. Now, and it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. That is not his assignment. A king does not burn for a burnt offering. That is not his duty. It is the duty of the priest. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the day appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Excuse me, do you see him mentioning God today? People scatter from me. He didn't say people scatter from God. Whatever you are doing, that God is not the center, that Jesus is not the center, that is not God's will for your life. We need to tell you the truth. Now, therefore said I, the Philistine will come down now upon me to Giga, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I called myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. Look at the response. Verse 13. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Do not today, many people are striving, they are doing some things, it look good. But God is saying they are doing foolishly. See, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. You know when we say discover God's purpose, we are not trying to limit you. You know, the scripture, he read that there is a way that seemeth right to a man. The first time I read it, I'm meditating on that. He said, but the end. Supposing God said, but the beginning. See, you quickly make an adjustment. Some people run and do what is not God's plan for their life for 40 years. Maybe they began at the age of 25. 40 plus 25 making 65. If God now said any reverse, would they listen? So anything you are doing today that joy has left, knowing that you have left something. But Daniel, you see, he maintained. He ran with four kings. When they have issue in the palace, any issue with kings, and they will have that issue. Others are national prophets, but his own is within the political arena. And he was there doing fine. Because a good attitude was in him. Now, listen. This issue will look great. We will continue in here. I keep speaking. Every day you must be checking. The moment you are no longer rejoicing in what you are doing, check. Where I find this is. Is it time for you to pray? Maybe to fast, to inquire and study the word of God. Look, Lord, truly, if it is, maybe there is a missing link somewhere. And that missing link is what I'm trusting God that tonight you will discover it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone that God created, before he created you, there is a plan in his heart for you. Mary was ordained to carry Jesus, to deliver him. If we read accounts like that, you see Esther, you see mention their names. And one thing, the reason why we should study the Old Testament very well, God says something to us in 1 Corinthians 10, 11. That these things are written for our example, for our learning. So that you will be able to learn. You will learn from those who fail so that you will not fail. You will learn from those who succeeded so that you will succeed so that you will not fail. Listen, this means that now all these things happen unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonition upon whom the hands of the war are come. Because it's for our learning. If you see where David made mistakes, don't go and make mistakes. God, they wrote it so that you can avoid it. Learning will make you to avoid a lot of mistakes. Constant learning, just keep on. Keep at it. Now, God promoted. How did he promote? Which people did he promote? What criteria must be found in them that will receive promotion? These are things that we have to keep at looking. But this Daniel was preferred above the president and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king set him over, the king sought to set him over the whole realm. The whole realm is in the affairs of the whole nation. Yes, Daniel was not an indigene of Babylon. He was described as a captive of Judah. So to let you know that anywhere you find yourself, the moment you are effective, the moment an excellent spirit is found in you, it doesn't matter whether you are indigene or a citizen of that nation. God will showcase it. This is the point. Joseph was not a citizen of Egypt. Yes, God showcased him because of what was in him. May I tell you the good news today? The every born again child of God will have greater one that lives in us than they that live in the whole testament. You should capture this. Now, this Daniel, when we begin to study about him, you see a lot of things that God said about him. The reason is that how did he get to this point? Daniel was an addicted learner. I understood by books. Daniel 9:2, I understood by books. Daniel was a man of discipline. Discipline means a trainer. He trained himself very well. He's a trainee. He subjected himself to training. If nobody train you, train yourself. If nobody's ready to train you, be ready to train yourself in the area that God is directing your life towards. enough of mess up everywhere. Why are they not hiring me? The question is that what is your product? You too, do you enjoy your own product? Do you get the point now? You must get to a point whereby people will not be able to do without you. This is the key we are raising tonight. It's not yet late though. Yes, that's the truth. But in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, ordered 2 books. The number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. I, Daniel, ordered 2 books. And one thing is that he said, I ordered 2 books. It means there is a difference between understanding and reading. It means whatever you hear, you don't just allow it to go until the understanding of it come out. We have majority today who are good readers. But understanding is not there. When understanding comes, honestly, you know that something has happened. A good attitude. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. When in a professor house one day, a certain professor, he told us something. He said the richest man of one nation in this country, every night, he must do 9 vigils. And he's a businessman. He will pray in the spirit for almost 6 hours every night. Now, when somebody do that, will God give him wisdom on how to go about his business before they break? Yes. But you see, those who are not, who doesn't think of adding value to others' life, they sleep like don't do United every night. Why I need to keep the night very, very well? Night is more important, very, very important to me as a person. Because God said, day unto day, utter speech, night unto night, reveal knowledge, or share knowledge. In the night, activities are not much. Environment is always quiet. You can reason enough and grab something. You can stay and position yourself to see what God will be showing you. Psalm 19. Thank you. That's 2. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge, or reveal knowledge. I said something I will repeat tonight. If you sleep 8 hours daily, Psalm 19 verse 2, if you sleep 8 hours daily, by the time you will be 30 years of age, you have already used 10 years to sleep. Now when you say, I'm 30 years of age, calculate. If you sleep 8 hours in a day and you are 30 years, knowing that your original age is 20 years. Because we have 24 hours in a day. 24 hours divided by 3, 8 hours. So if we use 8 hours to do nonsense every day, by the time you are 30 years, you have wasted your 10 years of life. We're coming from a program one day, and our brother slot in the cases. Tele writing. I listen to it again and again and again. If you don't write early, you can't be tough. And again, we're going to Yola for a meeting one day. On our way going, it's lost in the cases. And that day, man of God said something. He said somebody came and asked him one day, what do you do with your time? And he said, he responded, I read and I think. It's as if the first time that word came, I didn't grasp it. When we are coming back again from the same journey, the same cases, I went home with something. I begin to know. From there, I begin to search. What is even time on about? Time is the greatest resources that God gives to every human being on earth. Equally. God is not the respecter of persons. He gave everyone 24 hours daily. The difference between the poor and the rich, the difference between the successful and the failure, is what they do with their time every day. From that day, I became time conscious. Today, as we went to the filling station today, I picked a book. I made sure I finished a chapter before I left the place. At least, I said, God be there. No, something must happen. Keep adding value to yourself daily. Learning. As we keep learning, the good attitude we are talking about, we started discovering it. Oh, this is what I will have said. This I will have said. This thing I didn't say like that. Another time, when opportunity comes, then I will go like this. That's how you learn. Every day. The message I preached 5 years ago now, you can't compare with now. The same topic. The reason is because we keep adding. No matter how powerful your message is today, by next year, you will see something to be corrected from it. Everybody. Only Jesus that have nothing to correct in this message. But that's why we are here. We don't know everything at a time. We keep learning and keep improving. Receive grace for learning. Receive grace for improvement. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive grace to understand. In Jesus' name. Don't forget this. An excellent spirit was in him. It's Daniel. It means Daniel became an addicted learner. Say learner. Just in learning. Every day. Don't drop it. Those who are not ready to learn, they are termed in the Bible as foolish people. Proverbs 15 verse 14. In a month, some people they never read one book. Even if I'm a teacher, you should be able to read about effective teaching. There is no profession on earth that is useless. But because we are not really active in this thing, how can I change? What can I change? What can I correct? What can I improve in my own area of calling? The art of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Television show. Are you an artist or actress? Eh? The 1 hour or 2 hours you watch something else that is outside your calling, you are wasting. Yes. Yeah. See, we say somebody, you say one man of God came to meet him at home one day. At a knock at his gate, he went there to open. He opened the door. He saw the man with newspaper. He said, no, you can't enter this day with this book. You see that you drop it or you go. Because newspaper doesn't produce heavenly results. He left the man. The man asked him, what? He said, no, I don't read this. I don't accommodate it. Any news that is come from heaven is not a good news. No wonder he raised that it is there in his life. He said, if you seek water, you will open his eyes. And the time he said, if anybody catch him without the New Testament, give him the banana in his pocket, he should arrest him. It's amazing. Now, want to shake the world? We are not doing what they do. How will it happen? Some of us now, we only read our Bible during morning devotion. Till the following day. We are talking of effectiveness and promotion. And may I tell you the truth? What you know will make you to be known. It's only what you know and you are doing that make you to be known. We are not. Let me tell you, any profession you find yourself, there is a word of God for you. You can search it out. Now, the art of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Wow. We all desire promotion. Everybody wants to be promoted. If we get to churches today, they pray, Lord, promote me. The God that raised up Joseph to the farmer in Egypt. Do you have what Joseph has? Huh? Are you a problem solver? Even your own dream, you can't interpret not to talk about the dream of another. He interpreted the dream and he provides solution. This and this and this is what you are going to do. Even the bag of corn in your house is spoiled because you don't know how to even store it. You see, you that you cannot store, you don't have the knowledge on how to store one bag of corn. Are you the one that is going to store corn that will feed the whole nation for 7 years? No, let's learn. One of my brothers talked to me today, say, our fathers in those ages, he said, they do well, and I listen. They have little knowledge, but they were focused. But today we are not focused. Thank God for my father. Blessing the Lord. He taught me hard work. You never see arguing with anybody, you never see. Before they break, he has gone to his farm. And he will make sure that the sun must go down before he come back. Once he come back, he went to his house. Early in the morning, he's going. He has no problem with anybody. It's what? Case is what? Today, even we preacher today, are we focused? We business people today, are we focused? Married woman, are you focused? Now, the question is, student, are you focused? Those set a goal. Like, in a week, when I see, sometimes you share, those who are making wills, they did something. I was told that Big J used to, he said, right from his youth, he read a book in a week. One book, 1 week. If somebody has done it for 40 years, in a year, 52 books. 52 times 40. You know how many books? Why wouldn't that person become something? See, look, God has already made a way for us. But it is, you see, God is the promoter, but God does not determine it. You determine it, whether to receive the promotion or not. God is the judge. He said he put down some and set on another. But God did not determine your promotion, you determine it. He is the promoter, but excuse me, is it the teacher that determines the promotion of the student? Is it not based on their score? Please, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Time is going. Age is going. I plan to live my life as if tomorrow will not come. Every opportunity I have today, I utilize it. It will not be long if you take this to heart, an excellent spirit was to him. Today we are reading. Daniel has gone to be with the Lord for centuries. Now his life is still blessing our life. What a great impartation. Now let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15 again. To say another thing there. Say, I receive grace to be a learner. Say it again, I receive grace to be a learner. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Ah. Please, there is room for you. There is a space for you. The manifestation will come when you are prepared enough. If we check Daniel's life, he's a prayer giant. Abi? One of the things I want us to study about him tonight, actually, is his response towards God. Daniel was a praise giant. for you to be effective and be promoted, you must acknowledge God on a daily basis. The day that God revealed to Daniel the king's dream and the interpretation, he demonstrated something which is missing today. An excellent spirit, a good attitude, is a demonstration of gratitude towards God. Daniel chapter 2, as we round up quickly. Let's read from verse 11 down to verse 22. An attitude of gratitude to God. Give thanks to God for who He is. The Lord is good, His mercy endureth forever. Bless His name. And it is a real thing that the king required, and there is no other that can show it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not in flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Ariel, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. May your life save others' life. May your resource become a means of safety to others. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He answered and said to Ariel, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Ariel made the thing known to Daniel. Verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he will show the king the interpretation. Time. You can accomplish anything if you know how to invest your time. Time. No matter how wealthy a land is, if the people of the land do not invest their time to add value to themselves, the wealth of that land will be a waste. They won't accomplish anything. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the Lord of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Can you see? Every revelation that God shows you, it is expected of you to bless Him for that. You wake up in the morning, appreciate Him for the life He gave you, for who He is, for what He has done, all of it, give thanks to Him. He blessed you in the name of the Lord. Then, blessed be the name of God forever. Then, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and mind are His. Excuse me, you deserve to solve a problem, and you are sleeping every night. When did the secret reveal to Daniel? In the daytime?
In the night.
Some of us now, we eat breakfast, we eat lunch, we won't deny dinner. I want you to have learned about this dinner they are talking about. Do you notice that dinner would be useless dinner if we just eat and go and sleep? Because food is for strength. When you eat food, it's for you to work. You eat food around 6 p.m. By 8, you are gone. The next time you wake up is to 7, or to 6. The phone is, why do you eat food in the night? You are feeding in the morning, you are feeding in the afternoon. You know, some of them, the reason why many sleep too much today is because they have nothing they are thinking about. If you ask, you say, Lord, something must change in my country. You will be forced to pray. But you know, anything that goes on around you, just go like that. No, that's not a nice thing. See, listen to me. Listen to me. If Daniel did not desire of that law, will God come and show him? He has to call his friends, please, oh, look, we need to do something now. Let's go and meet God, who have been helping us. And God hearkened to his voice. Let's read further. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. The direction dwelleth within. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. 24. Hallelujah. Therefore Daniel went in unto Ariel. How do you think they go and meet him? The man that has solution doesn't panic. He always walk with confidence. They are not beggars. They are always looking for whom to help with what God has placed in their heart. May God make you one of such people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the king has ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will shew unto the king the interpretation. You know, I've never seen such thing in this of life. The king dreamed. He woke up, he forget the dream, and he's looking for interpretation. What a difficult situation. Anytime difficult situation come across your way, it's because God wants to glorify himself through your life. But they do something, they take steps, they acted immediately. They didn't just go and sleep. How many of you desire promotion? If you don't desire promotion, you will not pray. Both believer and unbeliever pray. Why do they pray? They desire a better life. They desire something. Okay, they want to be in a good condition. But that is the key. Then Arrow brought in Daniel before the king here and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah. Can you see this identity? A captive of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers shew unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days, thy dreams and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. He now began to explain. He began to explain. Let's go to verse 46 quickly. Because of time. Yes, everything. 46. Then the king of Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel. Can you see? There are things that will happen that people have no option. Somebody has been on a wish here for 5 years. And God passed through you to raise the person. Will you not say your God is God? All people are passing through some difficult situation. You just show up there. You say this and this. You do it like this. And again. That's why you are here. And commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. 47. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, saying thou couldest reveal this secret. 48. Then the king made Daniel a great man. Now, Daniel was not praying for greatness. He was saying, Lord, make me a problem solver. When your prayer at that point says, Lord, make me a problem solver. I am ready, Lord. Pass through my life to make life comfortable for others. Then I guarantee your greatness on it. And gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Now, you know, it's only Daniel he mentioned now. Look at what Daniel did. A man that understood the principle of the kingdom. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and his companion, don't promote only me. There are others. We work together. You eat alone, you die alone. Although that is not in the Bible. Carry people alone. Immediately say, no, these are my companions. No. I can't be in the palace and they will be in dungeon. No. We were there. Four of us prayed. God shows me. But we all benefit from him. Another thing I checked and I knew in the life of Daniel is the man that loved to carry others along. No single human being can succeed alone. It's not done anywhere. Ask the question again. It's not done anywhere. You need the help of others. Do you understand my point? You need the help of others. If you study the life of David, you see the same thing. When he went to recover all the others, the people say, no, those who did not follow us will not partake. And David said, no way. As the portion of those who went to recover, so shall be the portion of those who waited for us. If you have the attitude of say, us, if we read verse 22, say, who has revealed this thing to us? He says, reveal it to me and to us. That is the attitude in the heart of God. God said, let us make man. Let us. He did not say, let me. So, you know, when you have the attitude of me, you are not going anywhere. You should have the attitude of us. Do you hear what I say? If you are working with a colleague or working with anybody, any good thing that is coming to your way, let them partake in it. Let them be partaker of it. See, somebody share something one day and I listen. He said, when you are going up to lift oil, there are people up there. They will hold you. And there are people down that will do like this. In case, if anything happens, they will help you. But when our focus is those who are gone ahead, and we let those behind, we will be in trouble. The day we will fall down, nobody will help you. So as you desire people ahead, you respect the people ahead, also respect the people behind. I'm telling you wisdom. That's great wisdom. Sometimes here, if I need to pray for someone, I say, you come on. Let's do it. If we don't carry people along, they will leave you alone. If we don't learn to carry people along, people will leave you alone. Am I communicating, please? Please, it's very, very important. Very, very important in life. Unity, in unity we stand. Unity, we stand. It's a good reality, unity. That was the day we were to pray here. About 7 or 8 or 4, we were just praying. That day I watched all the night. I didn't have an hour sleep. And I got there that day, I needed to rest. But as our people, we are all praying here. The temple of their prayer energizes me. We continue. If I'm alone praying that day, honestly, I will sleep. To let you know that everyone around you, they are all important. Do you understand my point? Everyone around you. If a married man, you are important. Your wife is important. Your children are also important. You prepare me, your wife prepare me, you bring money to the house, you buy food store, your wife prepared me, your children wash the plate. Ladies, that will help us a lot. Do you understand my point? I only ask the Holy Ghost, as I dare to do this, please help me. I need your help, if I'm alone. But if I'm in the midst of our brethren, oh yeah, come. Yes. If we don't do like that, failure is starting. And God never prepare us to fail. You will not fail. But that's why we learn every day. So that we're going to gain the wisdom of God, explore the wisdom of God, and utilize the wisdom of God so that it will help us to make us a better person. Now, then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. There are things you cannot delegate. To the glory of God today, ministry today, I can't tell any of the brethren to go and fast what I stay at home. No. I can't do that too. That one are my duty. Stand at the gate of the king. If I say, well, three of you go and fast and I'm eating. No. I've lost it. And I don't want to lose it. There are things I can't delegate. You stand here. Do you understand my point? The day that David is supposed to be in the battlefield, but he was at home, that's the day he entered trouble. You will not enter into trouble. Lay your right hand on your head. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus, the destiny that God created for my life, the plan that God has for me, I must not miss it. In the name of Jesus. My destiny, you must agree with God. You must rise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Today is another day of lifting, of expansion. In the name of Jesus, whatever is missing, wherever I have missed it, oh God, restore me back. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. None of you will regret life. By the time you behold, when you are about to be taken away by God, you will not regret life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By the time you behold, when you are about to go and be with the Lord, you will be regretting that what God delivered unto you, you have released it. So it shall be your portion. Whosoever that laziness is bathing your life, let that demon of laziness disappear now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive grace to be freshly baptized into hard work, right work, and wise work in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. And let the beloved of the Lord be. We'll be right back.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website, www.thecream.org.ng.
Or call the following numbers for more inquiries.
081-3553-7845.
080-6061-8421.
070-6227-0070.
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.